You are welcome to Sunday school this morning. Let's pray. Almighty God, we want to thank you for this glorious opportunity to wake up to another blessed and wonderful day. Lord, when we got up this morning, we lifted up our hands and we were able to lift them. We opened our eyes and we were able to see. We got out of bed. We drove from home to this place, and yet we are still alive and we are able to gather in your presence. Lord, for the joy you have given us, for the provisions in our lives, for the many miracles you have done, Father, we give you thanks. We thank you because we have a hope that today will be a glorious day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we give thanks. Praise the Lord. We are going to talk about Thanksgiving today. And our text is taken from Psalm 95. Psalm 95. We are going to read verse 2 to 7. Psalm 95. 2 to 7. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights and strength of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker in reverence, praise, and supplication. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, praise the Lord. Thanksgiving. This is a very, very important topic for every child of God. Many of us may not appreciate what it is like to cultivate a life of thanksgiving until you see people who live their lives always complaining. I'm sure many of us have heard of what is called self-fulfilling prophecy. As you confess with your mouth, you will notice that with time, that is the shape your life will take. Whatever you are confessing with your mouth is the shape your life will take. If you confess the goodness of God, if you confess joy, if you confess peace, if you confess breakthrough, if you confess victory, if you confess success, if you confess, look, whatever you confess is the shape that your life will take. So when we cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving, it shapes our lives in the direction that allows the power of God to work in our lives. And the memory verse for today is taken from Psalm 100 verse 4. So can we read together? It's a very common one that we all know. We sing it in songs. Psalm 100 verse 4. Go. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let's go again. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Again, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. In other words, every time, you know, it depends on how often you want to be in the presence of God. If you want to be in the presence of God only when you are in church, it's your choice. If you want to be in the presence of God only at the family devotion, that's your choice. If you want to be in the presence of God continuously, the Bible says the password is thanksgiving. It says just come every time you want to enter into the presence of God. Say you are in your car, you are driving to work, you are on your way home, you are going to the market, you want to enter into his presence, what do? Just go, you know, just start thanking God. Start praising him. The Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. So every time thanksgiving is out of your mouth and you are praising God, what happens? His presence comes down. So in other words, every time you want to choose to enter into the presence of God, just start to thank God. Just start to be thankful. The implication of that is that we can always be in the presence of God if we choose to make thanksgiving a way of life. So if we continuously keep thanking God and praising him, we will continuously be in the presence of God, because he will come down to inhabit our praise. He said, be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him, unto God. Praise God. Let's quickly look at what thanksgiving is. We have here that it is the expression of gratitude to God, believing he has our interests at heart, and that the eventual outcome of any situation will always be to our good. Jeremiah 29:11, Amplified Version. I'm going to read, but just before I read, I want us to ponder on this definition very well. Let's go over it. Believing he has our interests at heart, and that the eventual outcome of any situation will always be to our good. After all, the Bible says, for all things worketh together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. And we are being encouraged this morning to have that mind and make that as the basis for thanking God in every situation we encounter. Because we know that the final outcome will be to our good. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. In which outcome? Final outcome. Now, the importance of what we are saying is this. If you look at your situation or a particular situation in your life at a particular point in time, it may not be it may be difficult for you to get your head around it, to begin to thank God, because some things will happen and you say, okay, if I start to thank God, what, you know, as far as human being can see, as far as, you know, as far as this situation is concerned, it doesn't seem to line up with what I actually desire. It does not seem to line up with what I actually want. It does not seem to line up with what will meet my need at this time. But the Bible makes us to understand that irrespective of what you are seeing at any particular point in time, that God's thoughts towards you, His thoughts and His plans for you, is towards your welfare and peace, and not of evil, and to give you hope in your final outcome. So, in other words, the reason why you'll be thanking God is not just based on what you have received that is so wonderful now, or that thing that seemed to be unpleasant. The reason you are thanking God is because you know that there is a final outcome, and that outcome is going to be good, irrespective of what you are seeing now. So if you look at this definition that we have given this morning, it takes care of that. That will focus more on the final outcome. That the day to day, the moment by moment, the second by, you know, second by second happenings of our lives do not determine or dictate the state of our mind towards God. Because we know that irrespective of what is going on right now, that the eventual outcome is going to glorify God in our lives, in Jesus' name. So the object of our thanksgiving must go beyond any particular situation at hand. The physical expression or demonstration of thanksgiving must be a product of our minds and not mere lip service. This is very crucial. Because some of us may go away and say, look, the pastor said we should give thanks. I mean, I can't even see why I should give thanks. Anyway, but the pastor said it, and they say we should be obedient. Anyway, just thank you, God, you know. And we are not, and it's not coming from our hearts. No, that's not what God wants from us. He wants that heart of gratitude. No wonder. There is a song that says, it's a give thanks with a grateful heart. Am I right? He said, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. And when I look at that song and I say, so give thanks with a grateful heart. So it's possible to give thanks without it coming from a grateful heart. Am I right? You would know what I'm talking about. For example, Maybe you have a friend. You know this friend is very blessed, praise God, and that you are in dire strait. You need help from this friend. And you know that this friend, given their own circumstance at that point, they are able to give you $100. Am I right? And you go to them and say, look, friend, things are a bit tight for me. I really need help. Instead of $100, they end up giving you $50. Am I right? You take the $50 from them. You may say, thank you. But you may not actually be grateful. Am I right? Eh? Does that happen a lot? You may not be grateful. Oh, thank you. You take the $50 and you go. When you get home, you say, ah! You know, this my friend is so stingy. He knows my situation. And he gave me $50, and upon all that he has, upon all that she has. So we can say thank you without being grateful. But the Bible expects that our thanksgiving comes with gratitude. So it's not just enough to say thank you, God. is something that has to come from within us, irrespective of what our expectation is and what God has released unto us. For now, we must have that heart of gratitude. God does not expect anything less, because thanksgiving is part of our worship. Let's look at Psalm 107, verse 21 to 22. Psalm 107. Psalm 107, Oh, that men will praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of what? Thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is a sacrifice. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and rehearse his deed with shouts of joy and singing. This is something we don't do enough of. When you say, come, you know, testimony time. We want people to come and give testimony. And you see people will just come out like this. First of all, you have to push. You have to push. You have to really encourage. You have to shout. You have to do this before people come out to give testimony. But what the psalmist is saying in verse 22 is this. He said, look, he said, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and rehearse his deed. In other words, come out and rehearse and say his deed and recollect, tell other people about what he has done with shouts of joy and singing. So in other words, you don't just come dejected, you come pumped. Talking about the goodness of God, you come pumped, you come shouting, you come, you know, declaring the goodness of God and say, look, this is what the Lord has done. In other words, there's that gratitude that comes from your heart. Because it's possible for us to come out and say, I just thank God. You see, God just, you know, God did, he just saved me from that accident. You know what? And you may not really appreciate the extent of how much God has done for you. Because if you really do appreciate it, that, look, it takes a split second for the story of somebody's life to change. I'm not apportioning blame here, but many of us are aware of the story of a man, a 62-year-old man, who had achieved everything you can think of in this world. He sat upon an institution that most countries shakes to approach. He was built to be the next president of a country. It was a matter of a few hours and the story of his life changed. So why will you not thank God? It's a matter of seconds. Just one decision that goes wrong, it can change the story of somebody's life forever. Your story will change for good in Jesus' name. So why won't you thank God? Be pumped. Be excited. Talking about the goodness of God. Sometimes some people may even misunderstand and say, oh yeah, this little thing, they overblow it. No, it's not that we are overblowing it. It's just that we appreciate God for what he has done. Because there is nothing we have that he has not given us. And we know that we are nothing without him. And we have no strength of our own. That every step we take, every moment, every victory we experience is because God is on our side. And we have to reflect that with how grateful we are to him. So we have to adopt this as a way of life. Let's look at Psalm 116, verse 17. Psalm 116, verse 17. Praise the Lord. Here is King David now making a decision and saying, as for me, this is what I'm going to do to God. This is going to be my attitude towards God. I will offer to him the sacrifice of thanksgiving and we call on the name of the Lord. This is my attitude. This is my approach. This is what I want to do. You have a choice today. Whether to keep complaining or to show God gratitude. Express in your thanksgiving. So why should we give thanks? The simplest and most direct reason why we must give thanks is because the Bible commands it. Somebody look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Whose will is it? The will of God is my command. In other words, whatever the will of God is, should be our command. So that's why it's a commandment. It's the will of God that we give thanks in what? In everything. In how many things? In everything. God will deliver us from the spirit of murmuring in Jesus' name. See, thanksgiving should also be part of our worship as a way of acknowledging the power of the Almighty God. We also give thanks because as Christians we must ascribe goodness to our God. This is very crucial. That irrespective of what we are passing through, remember to ascribe goodness to our God. Psalm 103:1-6. Psalm 103:1-6. Can somebody quickly read? Remember to ascribe goodness to, because when you look around you, remove that particular situation that seemed to be troubling you, you will find the goodness of God surrounding you. Psalm 103:1-6. Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Yep.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all your iniquities, who heal all your diseases.
So how many of us have been forgiven here? How many of us have been forgiven? So we have a reason to thank God, yes?
Life from destruction, who crown you with...
Has God redeemed you? Do you have reason to thank him? Yes.
Who crown you with love, kindness, and tender mercies?
Loving kindness and tender mercies. Has the mercy of God been with you? How about the many times you have traveled and yet you are not involved in an accident that took your life?
Say, who satisfy your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle? The Lord executes righteousness. And justice for all who are oppressed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when you look around you, there are 1,001 reasons why we should keep thanking God. And then, can we just quickly look at 17-22? Yeah, the same Psalm 103.
The Lord is from everlasting to everlasting.
Eh?
The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness him. to the children's children, to such as keep his covenants, and those who remember his commandment to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rule over all. Bless the Lord, you his angel, who exert in strength, who does his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure.
Praise God. If you know you are doing the pleasure of God, you are doing the things that please him, the will of God. He said, bless him. We just keep thanking him. When you don't know what to do, when you are confused about what is going on in a particular situation, just thank God. When you don't know what to pray, just thank God. When you receive that report that seems not to be encouraging, thank God. When you are confused, thank God. When it looks like there is no way out, just thank God. If that's all you can do, just thank God. Because when you look around you, there are still 1,001 reasons why you should be thanking Him. And of course, the opposite of thanking Him, look, if you will not thank Him, the opposite of not thanking Him is what? It's murmuring. You are either thanking God or you are murmuring. And the Bible is replete with examples of individuals and generations that complained against God and God's response to them. People who are not satisfied with what God has done in a particular situation of their lives. The Bible is full of examples of people like that. So you are either thanking God or you are complaining. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 to 11. 1 Corinthians 10, 9 to 11. He said, we should not tempt the Lord, try His patience, become a trier to Him, critically appraise Him, and exploit His goodness, as some of them did and were killed by poisonous serpents. Nor discontently complain, as some of them did and were put out of the way entirely by the destroyer. Now these things befell them by way of a figure, as an example and warning to us. They were written to admonish and fit us for right action by good instruction. We, in whose days the ages have reached their climax, their consummation and concluding period. So the Bible is making us to understand that those people who did those things happened to them as an example, so that we don't end up doing the same thing. So God expects a heart of gratitude. Not just what we say by mouth, it's something that has to come with joy welling up inside of us. So when we say give testimony, you know, as we said earlier on, as we read on earlier on, we come out pumped, just, you know, with gratitude. With gratitude. With gratitude. I think we need to stop here. And by the grace of God, next week, which is our Friendship Sunday, we are going to continue from here. And my prayer for us this morning is that we are going to develop a lifestyle of thanksgiving that comes as a result of hearts that are indeed grateful to God. Please, if you have any questions, any contributions, it's important that we ask questions. Sometimes we become over spiritual. We don't want people to think that this is how we think. Some people have gone through periods before. Maybe they've lost someone or something drastic has happened, and they've seen and they thought, why should I thank God in this kind of situation? You know, there are questions that go through our minds. And when we hold on to them all by ourselves and ponder them, you know, they can become a point of discouragement. So please, this morning, if you have any such questions, I want you to ask, you know, so we can look at it together. Your question may encourage somebody. It may not be you per se. It may be someone else who has experienced it, and you want to ask, should we thank God in this situation? Should we thank God in that situation? Please, we have 2-3 minutes to do that. Okay, let us pray. Can you just rise on your feet, please? And I want you to pray a prayer of thanksgiving unto the Lord. Just think of the many things that God has done in your life. And I want you to begin to thank God. He said, count your blessings. Count them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. I want you to just thank God this morning. Begin to think of the thing that the Lord has done without asking him for anything this morning. Begin to thank him. Just begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Picture in your mind. Picture in your mind the things that the Lord has done in your life. And begin to thank him for them one by one. Begin to thank the Lord for them one by one. Think of how God saved you. Think of how he delivered you. Think of your going out and your coming in. Think of the victory you have experienced. Think of the provision of God in your life. Think of your children. Think of your wife. Think of your husband. Think of your family members. Think of your parents. Think of your friends. Think of your own body. Think of your strength. Think of your vision, the vision God has given you. Think of your position. Just think of the many things, the many facets of your life. Oh, and it will surprise you that if it were not being for God that has been on your side, you probably would not be where you are, nor who you are. Just thank God this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we give thanks. Father, with grateful hearts, we give you thanks this morning. We thank you for your goodness towards us. We thank you for the many miracles you have wrought in our lives. We thank you for your goodness towards us. We thank you for where you have saved and preserved our lives. We thank you for promotions. We thank you for provisions. We thank you for protections. We thank you, O Lord, above all things, for writing our names in the book of life. Father, indeed, we are grateful. Thank you for your presence here this morning. And thank you for the good things and the great things you are going to do in each and every life this morning. And thank you for a life of gratitude that we will begin to live from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you as you start the service with us. Thank you for touching everyone in this place this morning. All the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we give thanks. Amen. Amen.